Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all. Tuning in, 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, everybody calm down. We are not going to have zombies. This isn't The Walking Dead. But you are going to see a headline that French scientists have revived a close to 50,000-year-old zombie virus. So people are all freaking out. They think the next pandemic is going to be zombie 19. We're going to have zombie mask mandates, zombie vaccine mandates, and all the other stupid stuff that has happened, as we did with COVID. I'm going to tell you what it is, but I want to answer the first question I got. The first question I got today was, would another pandemic happen? Not necessarily COVID, but will anything that we saw with COVID happen again? My answer is an absolutely 7,900% yes. Absolutely, there will be. And my thinking for that is because one is, we still, 3 years later, haven't confirmed and haven't rectified the situation that caused the original COVID leak or COVID issue and COVID outbreak, even though the first SARS outbreak was ruled a lab leak by China, by Singapore, in 2003, 2004, and then they leaked SARS again in 2004, killed a couple people, and now here we are with the latest COVID. So absolutely yes. Number one is, if we still have slipshod, half-assed measures at these labs, yeah, we are going to have another pandemic because we're studying viruses. Number two is, we are, as the climate is changing, not that it's because of your hamburger or your car, but as we go through shifts in our climate that have happened for millennia, things could be exposed, such as this zombie virus we're going to talk about. And so new things could be able to come out. Animals will be shifting. We're going to have evolution of new animals, or we might have extinction of other animals based on where they have to move or migrate. If things are getting more wet in one area, that's going to cause some changes. If things are getting more dry in another, we're tinkering around with animals. We're putting more animals in cages and studying them, or we're trying to study viruses and pathogens differently. And when it's not dealing with the normal checks and balances of nature, something strange could happen. So absolutely, we will have another pandemic. I don't think it's going to be this zombie virus, though. So what happened was French scientists, this is being reported by Tribune India, were able to revive a 48,500-year-old zombie virus buried under a frozen lake in Russia. According to the New York Post, French scientists have sparked fears of yet another pandemic after the revival of this virus. The New York Post quoted a study, which is not yet peer-reviewed, but they said the situation would be much more disastrous in the case of plant, animal, or human diseases caused by the revival of an ancient unknown virus. They're not wrong. Because if this is something that lived when it was about 50,000 years ago, our bodies are different. So, of course, we could be introduced to, it's like, you know how people are afraid of aliens coming to America coming to the world because they're from a different world? These bugs from 50,000 years ago, that was a different world. We're a different subspecies. We've evolved. So, it can be dangerous. So what they think happened, or is happening, is as we have thawing, you know, these swaths of permafrost, which was supposed to be permanently frozen ground, as they are thawing, there might be organic materials that have been frozen, and you could freeze a virus. You could freeze a bacteria and wake it up. That's why a lot of humans want to undergo some sort of a a crypto cooling so that they could be revived later. I don't think I want to. I think I want to go to heaven and hang out there. I don't think I need you guys to wake me up. No, thank you. But this is a Pandora virus Yodoma. It's 48,500 years old. I can't tell you the symptoms of it because I've never met a patient with Pandora virus Yodoma. And it breaks the previous record of a virus found in Siberia, 30,000. That was 30,000 years old. So this is now one of the oldest specimens we have. The same scientists did it back in 2013. This new strain is one of 13 viruses described in the study, has its own genome, according to Science Alert, and it was discovered at the bottom of a lake in Yukechi Alas, Yakutia, Russia. And others have been discovered anywhere from mammoth fur to Siberian wolf intestines, etc. So also, some of these viruses, they could find a dead animal, and they could find a virus within that dead animal that could have been frozen over. So I wonder if even in Pompeii, with that pyroclastic event that killed most of the people in that city that didn't escape, I wonder if they could even, but I would think the heat would have destroyed it. But with the cooling, it could possibly preserve it. So scientists discovered that all of the, quote, zombie viruses have the potential to be infectious and hence pose a health danger if they're woken up. And they can make a live culture of it. They think COVID-style pandemics will become more common in the future as melting permafrost releases long-dormant viruses like a microbial Captain America. Right? Oh, God. Wasn't Captain America hot? So, yeah. That would be, I wonder if that would happen. That would be a good movie. I don't know if that movie's ever happened. Where you're just working and you unfreeze and the guy, you know, looks like Michael Fassbender and he falls in love with you because you're the first woman he's seen and you're like, yeah, you know, nobody, you know, that'd be a good movie I could star in where no guy even wants anything to do with me and then all of a sudden I have to unfreeze my future mate. And then the babies are icicles. That could be pretty cool. So anyway, they say that, people are worried that these ancient viral particles could be infectious, get back into circulation, and now there's new hosts, and we don't know what would happen. Very similar to Jurassic Park, where how do you mix humans and dinosaurs again? So I'm not overly worried, but this is something where we need to have checks and balances on. We need to also make sure that labs are following proper protocols, not leaking things. Last thing we need is some 50,000-year-old zombie virus to leak, and we're all told it was bat soup again. And then we have this whole thing. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So even though I might not be an economist, I do like to talk a lot about employee-employer goals, relationships, ways to get through a job, ways to leave a job, ways to handle the toxicity. So I love talking about employment because it's just something that I was a business owner, I was an employee, I've been an employer, and I get it, as well as my patients, how much their work was infused into their health. So one thing that you guys are going to see a lot of is something called career cushioning. Now, it's a real simple concept that's been around forever, but they're calling it career cushioning. So career cushioning is you preparing by looking for another job in case you're going to be on your ass and you need something soft to fall on. So as we have either this current recession or a looming recession, however you want to look at it, many people are fearing they're going to get canned. And so they are career cushioning. They're getting another job to land their tushy on. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? So one thing that has changed, maybe it has always kind of been like this, but the concept, maybe on a micro level has changed is, you know, when I was growing up, you would work at a company for years, you would grow in that company, you would get a pension, so you don't leave the company. You're loyal to that company would be loyal to you. Hopefully your boss would be there for you when you're sick, you wouldn't get canned. And as things changed and as people lived through the recessions of recent time, they found that sometimes the more seasoned workers and the ones who really put in their time and put in their loyalty were the first ones fired because they had the highest salaries. And people learned pretty quickly that loyalty was not ubiquitous throughout the work sector. So if you're making more because you were there 5 years, you are going to be the first on the chopping block. People also found that their employers, when they got screwed over with the mandate of buying everybody's health insurance, and the health insurance was expensive, your full-time gig turned into a part-time gig. There's been a lot of dissent and tensions between employers and employees. This, I'm overworked and underpaid, or the employer thinking they're overpaid and underworking, no one will ever meet eye to eye with that. Some of you have fantastic bosses. Some of you have fantastic employees. But you have others that are quiet quitting. Like, you know what? Not going to overdo it. I'm just going to not work until they fire me. Because if they fire me, I could get unemployment. There's, you know, now, quiet quitting was supposed to be, you aren't going to overwork. You aren't going to do overtime without pay. You will stop working when, you know, you feel you're at your wit's end. But a lot of people are doing quiet quitting, saying, I'm on the job. They were doing TikToks or doing videos of them screwing around on the job. Well, yeah, employers are like, what the hell is this? I mean, look, that's why Elon Musk went in and said, look, you know, we're going to trim the fat. He got screwed over. He overpaid. And as I said, whenever the parents fight, the kids get hurt, the employees had to lose their jobs because it was overpriced. Elon Musk couldn't get out of the deal. A lot of people lost their jobs. But he also trimmed the fat. And if a lot of those people were sitting there at home, working from home, you know, net streaming, watching Netflix on the job, yeah, why should he pay for that? So I see both sides, but this career cushioning could backfire, so you need to be careful. So personally, I have always had multiple jobs. When I supported myself and through college, and luckily I had an academic scholarship, so all I had to do was eat, you know, work jobs to support myself where I could eat and live. And then later I was able to buy a car with no air conditioning so I could have a car. I didn't just trust one job. I had three part-time jobs. Because if I lost one of them, because in the 90s there was a recession too, if I lost one of them, I needed to know that I had another job I could fall back on. And I have always done that. I have always made sure. When I was in residency, I worked in an ER. Because if anything happened from a money standpoint, I wanted to have another job. I have always done that. I've always worked two jobs. It's just something that I've been fortunate to have. I overwork. I work too much. I don't make a lot of money, but it allows me to at least have that cushion in case something happens to one of my jobs. If you can replicate something and have a backup, that's great. The problem is career cushioning is where you look for another job and now you have to choose, do I leave where I go and I jump on this, you know, what are those called? Those little leaves in the water, those little paddy leaves? I don't even know what they call. You know, okay, how about jump on the little stones through the pond? Okay, you think you're going to be more safe if you jump on this rock than the other. And I have the worst luck with that. I always pick the wrong line at the grocery store. If I ever jump ship and I go to another grocery line, that line then slows down. So I don't trust my judgment. And so I don't know if you're as unlucky as I, or you might have a good job, and then you might jump, go to another job, and then that job fires you. I mean, if we are in a recession, or as some people are saying, we're about to be in a recession, then how the hell do you know that this new job is going to not fire you too? Everybody's worried they're going to get fired. I get that. I'm worried too. Everybody's worried. Prices are going up. You can only pay so much. You got labor costs going up. Things are costing. It's going to suck this next year. 2023 is not going to be without its drama. Things are going to suck. I hope they don't suck as bad as they've done in previous years, but still. So I like the concept of cushioning if it's a second job and you have another income stream. But I would not leave a job that is secure, that is paying you a paycheck, that is paying you benefits if you have it. Be very, very careful about hating on your job or throwing shade or whatever the term is now for it, because you might go to another job that says, you know what, we're just not doing health benefits anymore. They're just too expensive. The cost went up. If you don't like it, we're going to give you a part-time job. If you don't like it, leave. And now you try crawling back to your old job, and they're like, no, we're actually doing fine without you. We're saving money. Really think twice about jumping ship. Now, if you're working with toxic people, if you're working for a company where there's fraud and you know that FBI is going to raid it soon, yeah, get the hell out. You know, if you're working for a company that you know there's going to be an end, then no sense staying there. Don't waste any more of your youth on a company that you're not going to be at. But if that company is stable and you think that company is going to ride out the storm, you know, just like these tornadoes that are happening, God forbid, and I you know, pray for those in harm's way right now. But you have to make a decision. Is your current shelter strong enough, or do you run and jump to a new shelter? So career cushioning is basically finding another job and finding another job before you get canned. Concept we've done for years. Not the biggest deal. You as an employer, though, need to be careful. Because if your employees are getting nervous and they're jumping ship, you need to be very, very honest to your employees. And I would do that. Have a meeting with your staff and say, look, guys, I will tell you as soon as they hear anything from higher up. And so if I think we're going to make some costs or make some changes, we're a team. I want to make sure you guys are going to be able to feed your family. We're going to give you guys notice, whatever. But right now, it looks like we're going to weather the storm. So, you know, be careful, because we don't know what else is happening. Why can we weather the storm? Well, because we got this going on, we got this going on, we got this sector. People will always buy this, even in a recession. We think we're going to be safe. We've already streamlined jobs. And your position is crucial. Your position is crucial. Make people feel wanted. Don't lie to them. But make sure your employees feel safe. If they don't feel safe, if they don't feel like they're going to be able to keep their job or physically safe, they're going to get the hell out of there, and I don't blame them. So there's going to have to be some very, you know, tough conversations if there is a recession coming soon. All right? And you're like, well, I don't want to panic anybody, and I don't want them quitting when it's too early. Don't lie to anybody, because if they think you're lying, they're going to look for a job even sooner than later. People want security. They want consistency. They want to know they're going to get a steady paycheck. And also, as I said, during the Great Recession of the teens, which I don't know why the internet is now saying it ended in 2009. It was horrible for many, many years in the teens. A lot of workers would talk to their employer about ways to save their jobs. Like, look, you know, we could, don't fire this person. We'll donate $1 an hour off our salary for them. There are always negotiations that could be done. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Storms still pose a threat from the Midwest to the Deep South after an outbreak of tornadoes on Tuesday. This as authorities in Alabama say a woman and child are dead after a tree fell on their mobile home during severe weather. Officials say a tornado caused the tree to fall onto the home outside of Montgomery, killing a 39-year-old woman and an 8-year-old boy. House Democrats picked New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries to lead the party next year. The New York congressman becomes the first black man to lead a major political party in Congress. Twitter's new verification service is reportedly being delayed again. New owner Elon Musk had claimed Twitter Blue would launch Friday, but now it's being postponed as Twitter tries to avoid paying Apple's 30% share of subscription revenue made through its app store. USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at gcnteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of my friends are guys, and a lot of these guys are hounds, sleep around a lot. Or I mean, not now that they're married, but a lot of my friends I would hang with were, they were pretty rambunctious. And I wouldn't sleep with them. I didn't want to get any STDs, and I'm like, dude, no. All right, I'm looking for love, looking for longevity. Okay, we're going to hang, but I'm not going to sleep with you. And I ended up acquiring a lot of good guy friends. Had a lot of fun. Also had a lot of friends who were gay. Loved hanging out with my gay friends. Then I definitely didn't have to worry about them trying to get me drunk and sleeping with me. So it was fun growing up. What wasn't fun is when I would go to donate blood, they would turn down my gay friend, but let my friend, who was a hound, donate blood. And I'm thinking, well, he's at risk for HIV also. How come he gets to donate blood and my gay friend can't? Well, because one is gay, and the other one says he's not gay. And he says he hasn't slept with men. But HIV is also in the female population, too. That's just the rules. And these have been rules that have gone on since the 1980s. And I get HIV scared people. But here we are in 2022, and we're still turning away gay men from donating blood. Well, the FDA has loosened things again. It's still not 100% in terms of allowing anybody to donate blood who wants to. But now, gay and bisexual men in monogamous relationships can donate blood without having to abstain from sex. It is a new rule change, according to the FDA, which currently bars men from having sex with men for at least 3 months before donating. The ban now doesn't have to necessarily abstain from sex, but it has to be a monogamous relationship. So, the policy originated in the 1800s during the AIDS epidemic when tests for HIV were not sensitive. Now, our tests are pretty damn good. And, you know, somebody could say, look, I'm not gay. It's the honor system. And they're donating blood. So that's why I really think it's kind of obsolete right now, where, you know, it's based on a questionnaire. Do you do drugs? No, I don't do drugs. So people doing IV drugs could still go in there and, you know, now I am sure if they have track marks, that might alert somebody, but, and, you know, people could lie. So the ban was lifted in 2015, but men who had sex with men were required to abstain from sex for a year before donating. Well, I know there's people out there that are passionate about donating blood, but to give up sex for a year so they could donate one pint of blood a year later, not very practical. They dropped this down to 3 months in 2020. Now the agency is planning to fully reverse the rule. So this is going to bring the U.S. more in line with other countries like U.K., Spain, Mexico, which have lifted restrictions on gay or bisexual men donating blood. Blood tests for HIV are now more than 99% accurate. The FDA's move is based on a study involving 1,600 gay and bisexual men backed by three nonprofits. I believe Vitalant, American Red Cross, other, you know, blood banks were involved in the study. I can't say for sure, but I know they have been involved in a study to show, look, you know, we tested the blood and, you know, they studied this. Politicians and campaigners have also welcomed the end of this, quote, discriminatory and outdated policy today. So according to plans being drawn up by the FDA, seen by the Wall Street Journal, men and women donating blood will now have to fill out a questionnaire that asks them about their recent sexual activity. They used to be asked about any new sexual partners in the last 3 months. People who say they have not would be free to donate. But those who say they have would be asked if they had anal intercourse over the past 3 months. People who say they have would not be, I guess, allowed to donate. Those who say they have will be asked to wait 3 months before donating blood. So it still is a little confusing. It's not 100% now open to anybody who wants to donate. But the FDA, I believe, feels 3 months is adequate because it gives enough time for symptoms to appear. All donated blood already is screened for HIV, syphilis, hepatitis. And even when people say, but the test could miss it, my argument to that is how do you know the average person who says they're heterosexual does not have HIV? I mean, if we are going to be that worried that somebody could have HIV, then it could be anybody. Yes, it might be more common in the men who have sex with men community, but you have a lot of individuals that are married that may have a partner on the side, and they are donating blood with the wife because the wife goes, let's donate blood together, honey. And he goes, okay, fine, okay. And then when he goes through the questionnaire, he's not going to say he has a boyfriend on the side. He's going to say, I'm monogamous with my wife, no other premarital sex, I'm good. And then go and donate blood. So the blood banks have to be diligent anyway. So there's, you know, so Canada brought in a similar questionnaire this summer. They were asking potential donors whether they had anal sex with new sexual partners. In the UK, men who have had the same partner for three or more months could donate blood. That rule has been going on now for about a year. So this is a this is interesting. We're still not completely where I think we need to be with this, but at least this is a huge move. And we're in a national blood crisis. This is, you know, we need blood. And I know people are like, but I don't want to get blood from somebody who had HIV. That's why all blood is tested. You know, if somebody walked up to you at a grocery store and they were bleeding and they bled into your, they grabbed your hand and they bled into your cut, right? Are you going to ask for an HIV test and a hepatitis test? Of course you are. It doesn't, you aren't going to ask them, you know, are you straight? Are you do you have sex with men? Are you bisexual? Are you? You're not going to do that. You've been exposed to somebody else's blood. When I got pricked by a needle in training, and that happens multiple times, it did help to have the patient's medical records, not their sexual orientation, but their medical records. Is this a patient that has hepatitis? Is this the patient that has HIV? I didn't care who they slept with. I still was going to check. And I still got repeat checks. So that's, you know, now 1.2 million Americans have HIV right now. 13% are unaware they have it. HIV cases have been trending downwards. 71% of new diagnoses were in men who have sex with men. That means 29% of new diagnoses are not in that demographic. This is why we have to screen for blood, screen all the blood. So how that happened is in the 1980s, the FDA banned all blood donations from gay bisexual men because the HIV AIDS crisis was new and they didn't know what was going on. 1985, CDC officials say America will start screening all blood donations for HIV. In 2015, they started to ease some of the rules. You need to wait at least a year. By 2020, you have to wait 3 months. And now they're going to let blood donations happen if it's just monogamous, if you're monogamous. So, you know, that's, but again, that's, you know, that's a hard question to answer if you're donating blood with your partner and you want to check the box going, nope. And I know people think, well, gosh, you know, it's for public health. Why would people lie? People lie. Look how many people, you know, used fake vaccine cards. Yeah, you know, if somebody wants to, you know, help others or do what they need to do or get where they need to go, they're going to do that. And yes, they might lie. So we'll see what happens, but I do support this. I think it was outdated. I think it was discriminatory, and you can't trust that the average person doesn't have it anyway. So all blood needs to be screened. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So my medical practice was kind of unique, where I had x-ray ability in my practice. Usually you don't have that unless you have multiple doctors working, because an x-ray is expensive. But because I had worked in ERs and urgent cares prior to opening my practice, I wanted to look at my own x-rays. I didn't want to go, it might be fractured, so let me send you down to an x-ray place, drive a couple miles south, then come back with the films. I'm like, to hell with that. It's worth the expense of being able to diagnose them right then and there. Because when I was in the ER, I needed to see the x-rays right then and there. Same thing with urgent care. I don't want to wait. I want to give you a diagnosis now. I need to know if you have pneumonia. You can diagnose pneumonia technically without an x-ray, but I want to see it, and I want to know. So I loved having it. And I also used x-rays, not just to look at the lungs, but to look at the heart. And there is a lot you could pick up from a chest x-ray when it comes to the heart. Now, if you tell an insurance company, you know, yeah, I want to do a chest x-ray because I just want to see what the heart looks like, they're going to say we're not going to pay for it. That's not an appropriate screen. But if somebody has any sort of cardiac pathology, abnormal heart rhythm, trouble breathing, chest pain, you better get a chest x-ray. Well, what scientists have done is they said, look, we could use a chest x-ray to maybe predict heart risk. And they used artificial intelligence to make a deep learning model to use a single chest x-ray to predict the 10-year risk of death from a heart attack or stroke. Now, the researchers are going to present this study today at the annual meeting of Radiological Society of North America, although that might have actually been yesterday. And deep learning is an advanced type of artificial intelligence that can be trained to search x-ray images to find patterns associated with disease. And according to Dr. Jakob Weiss, a radiologist affiliated with Cardiovascular Imaging Research Center at Massachusetts General, he said, and the AI in Medicine program at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, they said our deep learning model offers a potential solution for population-based opportunistic screening of cardiovascular disease risk using existing chest x-ray images. This type of screening can be used to identify images who would benefit from statin medication who are currently untreated. So the current guidelines recommending estimating a 10-year risk of major adverse cardiovascular events to get a statin. So for you to get a statin, they have to estimate what your 10-year risk is going to be. And the risk is calculated using your arteriosclerotic cardiovascular disease score, which is a statistical model that looks at your age, your sex, your race, your systolic blood pressure, if you're on high blood pressure medication, if you smoke, if you have diabetes and blood tests. Statin medication is recommended for anybody whose 10-year risk is 7.5% or higher. Well, that's been very confusing for people. It used to be, well, based on their bad cholesterol, you could give the medication. Based on their family history, based on their total cholesterol, based on their triglycerides, and, you know, if they have diabetes, and it was a little bit of a mishmash. This is a very nice sort of calculation, risk score, and statistical model, but it still confuses a lot of people. A lot of doctors tell me, saying, I'm not even going to mess with it. His dad had a heart attack, his cholesterol's high, he's on it. I'm not going to screw around. So I like the idea of having another tool. So what did they do? So Dr. Weiss and a team of researchers trained a deep learning model using a single chest x-ray. They developed, meaning I think rather than AP and lateral, just the AP, the anterior-posterior view. They developed the model known as chest x-ray CVD risk to predict the risk of death from cardiovascular disease. They used 147,000 chest x-rays from 40,000 participants who were involved in the prostate, lung, colorectal, and ovarian cancer screening trial. This was a huge multi-center randomized controlled trial designed and sponsored by the National Cancer Institute. And the researchers then tested the model against a second cohort of 11,000 outpatients who had routine outpatient x-rays at Massachusetts General Brigham and were potentially eligible for statin therapy. Of 11,430 patients, about 1,000 of them, or close to 10%, suffered a major adverse cardiac event in the follow-up of 10 years. And they said there was a significant association between the risk predicted by the chest x-ray learning model and cardiac events. Now, they're not exactly saying what it is, if they saw calcifications near the heart on the artery, if it was the size of the heart, if it was the shape of the heart, a shift of the heart with its axis. But either way, I think this is pretty damn cool because chest x-rays are cheap. They're cheap. So I'm a fan. Anything we can do that's inexpensive that can help us, you know, rule out heart disease is fantastic. In the meantime, though, while you guys are like, well, am I going to be in this risk group? Am I at risk? You know, if you have high blood pressure, you're at risk. If you have diabetes, you're at risk for heart disease. Doesn't mean you're going to have a heart attack, but you are at higher risk if you have diabetes, especially if diabetes. If you have high cholesterol, you're at high risk. If you are a man over 40 or a female over 50, they changed it to 45 and 55. But if you're somebody like me that's put on a lot of miles, and I'm probably about 5-10 years older than my birth certificate, that could be a risk factor, especially if you're a woman who's menopausal. If you smoke, it's a risk factor. If you're a heavy drinker, it's a risk factor. If you're obese, if you have a lot of stress, if you have a family history of heart disease. So a lot of us are at risk. You know, people ask about my cancer risk in my family. My dad died at age 62 of a heart attack. He could have had cancer. I don't know. So if you have a family member who died of cancer before they could have a heart attack, you can't necessarily say no heart disease in the family. You just don't know. If you're adopted, you just don't know. So you definitely want to make sure that you are pretty diligent with, you know, making sure you don't have those risk factors. Short stature could be a risk factor. We don't know if we're going to add marijuana as a risk factor. Now that marijuana has been kind of found to have some cardiac risks, I don't think it's going to be added anytime soon. But it is definitely something that might be considered. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In breaking news, the House today voted to block a strike by the nation's railway workers, intervening in a labor dispute. This labor dispute could cost us billions per day if they strike. The House voted 290 to 137 to adopt a tentative deal between the rail companies and employees that was reached in September and brokered by the White House. In a second separate vote, 221 to 207, it was aimed at addressing progressive Democrats' concerns over protecting workers. The House added 7 days of paid sick leave to the agreement, which currently calls for one. Now, I don't know if that means the rail workers only got one sick day the whole year or if it was an additional 1 day to what they already had. They said the two bills now head to the Senate. They said unless an agreement is imposed by Congress by a December 9th deadline, much of the nation's economy that depends on freight transportation will be disrupted. Some estimates say up to $2 billion a day. President Joe Biden was happy that the House did this, called on the Senate to quickly follow suit. They said, I'm grateful to Speaker Pelosi and House Democrats and Republicans for taking urgent action. This overwhelmingly bipartisan vote makes clear the Democrats and Republicans agree that a rail shutdown would be devastated. Now, you guys might know more than I didn't know that Congress could intervene with a strike. I mean, I think I have heard that could happen, but that is interesting. Where if the labor unions are not reaching an agreement, Congress could step in. But can they mandate that somebody force them to work if they don't want to? I don't know. That's going to be interesting. So I do not want to see our rail system derailed. I need our rail workers happy. I need them still working. But it'll be interesting to see what the details are on this. 1-877-7DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.